Bruce Almighty Podcast.
What the fuck?
Bruce Almighty Podcast, biatch.
All right. I think this is like episode 13, 14. I'm not sure yet. Somewhere up there. I came here with the intention of talking about this story in Alabama where this Alabama woman loses her unborn child after being shot. She gets arrested, and the shooter goes free. And she's being charged with manslaughter, the death of her unborn child. She started a fight. She got shot. Baby didn't make it. And she's the one that went to jail. So I'm like, so, like, flabbergasted. Yes, I said fucking flabbergasted. And I'm trying to sit here trying to figure out what the hell is going on with the world when a woman can get shot in the stomach and go to jail for getting shot in the stomach. It's crazy.
What the fuck?
Exactly. But, you know, I spent, you know, a couple minutes this morning saying, okay, this is what I'm going to talk about on my podcast, even though I got a lot of real personal issues going on in my own life. And then, like, a light went on and said, this is Bruce Almighty Podcast. You need to go ahead and talk about what's really going on in your life. And so here I am. I am about to let, you know, people know. There are some people that do know about this. This ain't no military secret. But this is also something that has not been broadcast. It's not something I've talked about on social media. This is not something I announced like I'm proud of, because I'm not proud of it. I just got served divorce papers yesterday. And yeah, it was tough. It was like, we've been separated for a year, but to actually see it in black and white and to see it in like official papers from the state of Texas, where you see her versus Bruce Wagner is being sued for divorce. It was a tough pill to swallow. Like, you see it all official like that, you're like, well, fuck. Here's another thing I failed at. I failed at marriage now. You know, and you start to question yourself. You know, I went through a very brief period yesterday where I felt like day drinking. You know, and I didn't go out and day drink. What I did is I grabbed my skateboard, hit the bus, went downtown, and skated a little bit downtown to clear my head, and I felt better. I got to think a little bit. And I started, you know, realizing I need this time to myself to think. Because it was about to make me crazy. When you start feeling the negative thoughts directed at yourself, calling yourself a failure, and you're angry and you're upset, and you got nobody else to blame but yourself. Right? This is not me. I'm not here to pass the buck. I'm not here to badmouth my soon-to-be ex-wife. I'm not here for any of that. I'm here trying to tell you my experience of what I'm doing, trying to make it right. Because at the end of the day, we have a beautiful little girl together, and I do not want to fail at being a father. If I fail at everything in life, cool. But I won't be able to deal with me failing at being a father. That's what I don't want to do, because that is a life that did not ask to be brought into this world. And I did that. So I have a deep sense of responsibility to make sure I do that right. I love my daughter. My daughter's my world, you know, and I'm trying to make sure I don't fail at that. And in order for me to not fail at that, I need to get my state of mind correct. You know, I can go through that phase where, You know, a lot of times in breakups, you go through that phase where all you're doing is placing blame, right? And it goes both ways. It goes both ways on both sides, where all you're trying to do is blame each other and say, I'm right, you're wrong, all that, and fight about that. Well, during that, we went through that period briefly. And then I told myself, look, I'm not going to do this. We're not going to get into the blame game, because I know a lot of this shit was my fault. And I had to accept responsibility for that. So if you're going through a breakup and you have a child, you're going through a divorce and you have a child together, it's very important that if you knew you fucked up, accept responsibility and keep it moving. You know? Accept responsibility and keep it moving. Right? I'm not going to get into details and what happened in my marriage, because frankly, that's not your business. What is your business is what I went through and how this can help you. Is when you're in a relationship, a marriage, and it ends, you know, you can let it destroy you. And a lot of that self-destructive behavior that some of us go, like a lot of guys, one of the first things they like to do when they go through a breakup is go, well, I'm going to act single. And women do it too. I see it all over social media. I'm single. I'm going to go get me some. I'm going to go act crazy. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to hit the club. Man, I am old and washed up. I'm 42 years old. And I had no desire to go out and hit the club or hit the bar and try to pick up some coochie. I had no desire for none of that. None. I wanted to go sulk and feel sorry for myself. And I did for a little bit. I did. I went and smoked a shitload of weed and felt, you know, sit there mad at myself because I fucked it up. You know, especially when you invested a lot into something. And, you know, our biggest problem was communication. And communication is one of the things, boy, if you don't communicate properly, it's a killer. It's a killer to your marriage. If you don't have that communication right, and I didn't. So eventually I paid the price. You know, one of the biggest things I look back in my marriage, if I could go back and do it all over again, is before I went and got married, is I should have made sure within myself that I was ready for that level of commitment. Because it's one thing to say, okay, will you marry me? A lot of guys do this in the middle of a fight, and I think y'all are crazy for this. You get in a big-ass fight, and you trying to save your relationship, especially you got caught doing some crazy shit, and you're like, will you marry me? And she go, yeah. Oh, my gosh, he's finally going to marry me. Right? That's fucking dumb as shit. Why do you guys do that dumb shit? Why? That's me taking shots at all you dumb motherfuckers. That's stupid. Because long story short is make sure you know what you're getting into. Right? Because marriage is a very deep commitment. It is. And divorce is man. It's tearing up that business contract. We're no longer under contract. And divorce feels like failure. It is failure. It's failure in being married. And I had to come to terms with that. And I went through, you know, I could have easily went through a very self-destructive phase. I could have went through chasing drugs or women or money or whatever and say, well, I'm going to do what I want to do now. Well, I had to prove myself that what I really wanted was stability. I did. I wanted a normal life. I'm tired of going fucking to jail. Tired of being locked up for dumb shit. You know, this whole notion of wannabe drug dealers that think, okay, I'm going to get rich. Stupid. You get a little money. Maybe get some rims on your car. Somebody gonna snitch on you. But that's neither here nor there. That briefly went through my mind. Well, say, shit, well, I can go sell dope again. And then the other part of me says, yeah, but you shouldn't, because it's stupid. So the instability I went through is I quit the job I was at because everybody knew my wife. And I did not want to hear the gossip. Say, well, why are you guys separated? Why are you getting divorced? Why? I didn't want to go through that. So I just separated quickly. I also had a friend of mine that was in the hospital at the time when I was going through my divorce, and he had a traumatic brain injury. So I'm all over the place. I'm hurt because my best friend's in the hospital, might not make it. They're telling me he's going to be a vegetable, and I'm struggling with this. Like, it's like the world is crashing down on me. So I went and got another job I didn't really like and pretended to be happy with that job. And people at work were testing me, and I didn't like some of the people there. They were fucking douchebags. And that, you know, I came to terms with the fact that I really hated that job, and I was getting shit on my schedule. For as hard as I was working, they were treating me like shit because I was not in with the clique. And I'm dealing with this pressure from divorce. I'm still arguing with my ex-wife at this point, or my soon-to-be ex-wife. And we realize that, hey, we got to love our daughter more than we hate each other, because she's looking at us, and you know, the way what she sees is going to dictate how she acts when she's older. It's going to dictate who she is as a woman when she grows up. So we had to nip that in the bud right then and there. So finally I went to a job where I felt like I was going to be happy. I'm getting some stability. I'm working, you know, trying to make some money. Started this podcast. I'm starting to get active and stay booked and busy, if you will. I'm trying to keep myself productive, and that's important when you're going through this kind of stuff, is to stay busy, to get out there and chase a dream, or get some money, or do something you want to do. Find an outlet for that energy so you don't take that energy and put it into something negative. Part of my energy was the skateboarding, the working, the podcasting, the maybe a little bit of weed smoking. I was trying to do things that were outside the box. Things I couldn't do when I was married. You know, because I couldn't have did this podcast when I was married. She wasn't with that. And part of bouncing back, because I haven't bounced back yet because the divorce ain't final. I can't say this is my bounce back story. And I'm not thinking. I had the point of impact yesterday and just started to bounce back. But I wanted to share this with you guys when it was still close to the heart, still close to home, still very loud in my consciousness right now, what I'm going through, and share it with you guys to say, hey, if you're going through shit like this, you can get through it. You know, you can get through the divorce. You can get through a breakup. You can get through the end of a close friendship. You know, because all these things go together is we become dependent on these relationships, and we feel devastated when they end. And you can get through that devastation by just realizing, hey, life goes on. Let me stay busy. Let me stay active to prove to myself that life goes on. All we want to do is be good parents. That's what's at the front of my mind right now. Anytime I want to be self-destructive, I think, hey, I got to be here for my kid. I can't be here for my kid if I'm in jail or prison or dead or in the hospital somewhere. I can't be there for her, because she is going to need me. It's evident. When you got a child, you know your kid's going to need you. Especially when they're young, they're going to need the fuck out of you. And it annoys the shit out of you. Daddy, 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 daddy. And there's a part of you that wants to tell your kid to shut the fuck up. leave me alone. But you can't, because that'd be bad. And you'd immediately feel guilty if you told your kid, get out your face. I know some of you do it. I've witnessed it. I've witnessed people tell their kids to shut the fuck up and get out their face when the kid just wants to know if they can play a game or something. You know, it's nuts. But I'm dealing with trying to be a parent, dealing with going through divorce, try to get some kind of career back on track. And I'm here to let you know it can be done. So don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. I think I'm going to close that. We're at 15-minute mark now, and that's about as comfortable as I'm going to get with talking about my personal issues with my divorce. I mean, I've talked about my midlife crisis. I've talked about me going to prison. I've talked, you know, this podcast, I've been really, this has more been like therapy for me, where I get to vent to complete strangers. This is like the random person. I just start talking to myself on the bus and start telling my life story to people. You know, us white people love to do that. We love to give the life story. As soon as we meet people, we love to, I spend most of my life locked up and this, my parents, I came from a broken home. We love doing that. I don't know why, but I think this podcast is a little bit of my therapy. It's the Bruce Almighty Podcast. You get to know me, I get to know you. If this episode on going through a divorce helped anybody, let me know. I'd love to hear about it. BruceAlmightyPodcast@gmail.com or at Mr. Bruce Almighty on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. I'm easy to find on social media. I'm going to try to spread these episodes out, these kind of episodes where it's a little deeper and personal. I'm not trying to do this deep and personal podcast all the time, because, boy, that would be depressing. I'm trying to have a happy podcast where I can, you know, bring some joy and inspiration to some people. But I'm also trying to help people get through something that they're going through. And sometimes, you know, just talking about what I'm going through will help you. So again, feedback is great. If you were a new listener to the podcast, I thank you. I appreciate you. I know I missed the episode last week. Shouts out to everybody that's been listening. Special thanks to them people from United Kingdom, Clan Bashers UK, GLaDOS, Smelly All Y'all. Shouts out to Jerome. Everybody tuned in for, you know, been following me every week. I appreciate you. This podcast is continuing to grow week after week after week, and I'm proud of that. You know, this has not been the viral hit that it was when I was doing Here at First Radio. It was, you know, I'm looking to do some more interviews. I'm looking to, you know, and the only thing I want is interesting people. That's all I want, interesting people. If you feel you're interesting and you feel, say, hey, I should be on your podcast, Bruce, hit me up and we'll make it happen. Explain, when you email me, tell me why you're interesting. And we'll take it from there. On that, I hope everybody has a good day. Thank you for listening.